the vendor deadline for the Chautauqua is coming up. Why don't you start out by explaining to me a little bit, just explaining for our listeners just what the Chautauqua is.
Great. The Chautauqua is our two-day Arts in the Park festival. It has entertainment, great stage entertainment, many, many booths. Last year we had probably 95 to 100 booths of different craft and food vendors, farmers market, children's activities, that sort of thing. We also have inflatables, toys and rides for the kids, and also a traditional arts area where you can see old-time crafts and that sort of thing demonstrated as well. So it's great, and it's held September 7th and 8th this year at Simpson Park in Chillicothe.
All right, and anybody interested in being a vendor, let's start out by what kinds of vendors have you had in the past?
We have a wide variety. Ours is a juried show, and the items must all be original handcrafted or creatively and artistically enhanced items by the person selling them. So we try to keep that as pure as possible. We have a jury that, as people send in their photos, that they are looking at that to make sure that we keep to the mission of the festival. And but we're happy to answer any questions and help people. We want lots of vendors, so want to help as many people come as they can.
And if somebody wants to be a vendor, what steps do they need to take now?
They can either call our office at 660-646-4050, or they can go to our website and register online and find out all the details there as well, www.chillicothemo.com. And there's a Chautauqua link on the left-hand side of the page.
All right. And I actually attended last year. There were a lot of vendors. Do you know about how many you typically get?
Probably around 100, and that's including food. We have our nonprofit multi-item food area, and then we also have single food vendors around the park that are, a lot of them are organizations raising money for groups and causes in the community. And then we also have just lots of vendors spread over the sort of two halves of the park, the north and the south.
All right. Well, Lindy, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, we just encourage people to get their applications in by July 31st, and we'd love to see them here.